Matthew chapter 11, and Jesus is talking about John the Baptist. And then he says, after he says, I'll send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. And then he says, truly I say unto you, among those born of women, there has not arisen one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you care to accept it, he's Elijah who was to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So right here, we see the focal passage that we're talking about at the second is from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. So the suffer, you know, like women's suffrage is the right to vote, right? Well, the kingdom of heaven allows violence and violent men take it by force. Until now, the kingdom of heaven allows violence. So before the coming of Christ, so all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. So who will prepare the way before Christ? So everything here is all about what heaven used to allow. Paul said it like this to the heathen. He basically said, in past times, in your ignorance, you worshiped idols and you did a bunch of stupid stuff. But now God has revealed himself in Christ and I preach the gospel to you. So now he wants you to repent from that. Well, that's kind of what's going on here. He's saying heaven no longer expands its kingdom by violence. That's something that heaven does no longer allows. So we no longer force the kingdom on people, you know, and take it by force. You know, we can't do what like Muslims are doing, taking the kingdom by conquest, you know, to overrun the whole world in a Islamic empire or something. You know, we can't kill people to spread the gospel, you know, do that kind of thing. So that's kind of what this is saying, that the law and the prophets all were preparing us for Jesus. And John the Baptist was the embodiment of all that. And then as he proclaims, this is the Christ, well, now the kingdom of heaven has been brought to, he has come to earth, the king has come, and now the rules he no longer allows. He's setting down the new rule of no violence here in this way.
The first major implication is that God is not going to force the world to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. It's not God that is going to force the world to do that. It's going to be, it's hard to explain, but God is not into ruling by force. He rules by love, by righteous judgments, which means non-judgment. He's merciful and gracious, and he's the life-giving God. First implication is that the kingdom of God is not going to be forced upon anybody by violence. And God is not going to violently overtake the world, ever. He's going to do it by his fiery love.
Both you, Laura, and David, and Mary. And because God is not someone who kills people, and shoving something down someone's throat isn't going to help them, like you said, Laura. And Dave, you're right. Loving these people is going to, as Christ loves all these people, I think that his love is going to outlast anything that we could ever come up with. So God is very patient. He's very kind. He's merciful. So he's the loving father that can outlast any prodigal son, anybody who's struggling, you know, with who God is and who they are and all that stuff. So I guess what I'm saying is God is going to outlast all rebellion, all people that are against him. His love is going to always be there. And so we can have a hope and know that God's rule is not threatened. God's rule is eternal. God's always in power. He's still in power. He was in power. He always will be in power. But how much do we wish to rule and reign with him? That's up for grabs. Do we want to be empowered through his eternal word, or do we wish to be having to conquer the whole world to become powerful?
Unveil another thing that God showed us today. There is not going to be a World War III. There is not going to be an Armageddon type of thing. You know, in other words, there is no end of the world, as we've been taught. And everything you fear is a lie. Everything you're afraid of is a lie. There's nothing to be afraid of at all, ever.
The whole sacrificial system of killing animals was violence. That was the one of the things that they did to violently take the kingdom by force.